Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear proliferation. The concern about the Islamic Republic of Iran is now concern worldwide about other sovereign states seeking nuclear energy and or the capability of producing nuclear weapons. I welcome Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Two stories. I begin with the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. Saudi Arabia eyes Chinese bid for nuclear plant. Subhead, Beijing's offer gives Riyadh leverage in talks with Washington on proliferation. The plant is not now contracted. However, it's there as a possibility. At the same time, I learned from this article that Saudi Arabia has been talking to the United States. However, there are stipulations. The U.S. has said American nuclear aid is contingent on the Saudis agreeing not to enrich their own uranium or mine their own uranium deposits in the kingdom. Non-proliferation conditions not sought by China, which has been seeking to strengthen its influence in the Middle East, to the consternation of Washington. I note that Saudi Arabia is now a member of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, invited in these last days. So these two nations are talking routinely now in some fashion. I then moved to a piece at The Hill by Henry Sikorsky. Let's call China's bluff on nukes and plutonium, dealing with the Chinese Communist Party's directing the building of a plutonium manufacturing nuclear power plant in China. Same people building or proposed to build in Saudi Arabia are now building in China. What is to be done? Henry, a very good evening to you. It's the same Chinese Communist Party. It's their same nuclear energy and technicians. However, the Chinese not only have a garden of ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads on them, they're proposing to manufacture plutonium. What does that mean, Henry? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, any reactor can produce plutonium if the neutrons hit uranium, which is very easy and most likely to occur in most designs. The Chinese have a fast reactor program that they are doing crash construction of. They have only a small pilot plant so far doing the reactor work, and then there's a small plant to chemically strip out the weapons usable, I call it super weapons grade plutonium, from that reactor. But they're about to build really big ones comparatively. They're not done. Those plants are not the ones that the Saudis want to buy from the Chinese, but any reactor, large reactor, becomes a problem for a number of reasons. In a place like Saudi Arabia, first of all, you can use a large power reactor to make pretty good weapons of plutonium. Number one, you have to break the rules, but it's doable. More important, though, any large construction nuclear project like this could be used as the Iranians did, which is as a cover for acquiring illicitly other things that you can use to build covert facilities. And the Chinese have built covert missile plants in Saudi Arabia. They have quietly helped them on mining without anyone knowing until the last moment. So this is not a stretch that might occur. And they might, the Saudis, ask to build enrichment plants, just like the ones we didn't know about until late in the game in Iran. So all of that is in play. I think the Saudis are trying to goad us into caving on these conditions. I think the Biden administration is taking the correct position, And we need to be a little firmer with Mr. MBS, who's running Saudi Arabia, because they are entirely dependent on an enormous amount of American military hardware that they use. And the idea that they can have, you know, their way every which way with us is not something we should countenance.
You recommend in your Hill piece, however, there's some bargaining that's possible with the Chinese, with the Chinese Communist Party, with the People's Republic of China. As I understand it, the PRC has been extremely exercised these last months of the idea of forward deployment of nuclear weapons, similar to or consistent with the forward deployment of nuclear weapons in Russia into Belarus. Is that accurate? And what can we trade over about deployment?
The Chinese, for several years now, have been vocal and in using proper nouns, worrying about us putting back weapons that we once had on Japanese and South Korean soil. I'm speculating, but I believe their concern is that we have a clear superiority vis-a-vis China right now in the number of deployed warheads. I mean, they have several hundred. We have, you know, almost 1,700. If we were to dip into our reserves, which we have several thousand of weapons, and share it some of those again with South Korea and Japan, they would have, if you will, nuclear balance egg on their face until they built up, which will take several years. They don't want to see that. And they've been quite adamant about this. And to be honest, militarily, we have not been eager to put weapons into Japan or South Korea because they're target sinks. And they take a tremendous amount of personnel to protect active defenses, passive defenses, and we don't need them. We can project nuclear weapons into a theater from submarines, from bombers, and even ICBMs if we had to. So it's not an optimal way to base these things. But the Chinese are very worried because they know that the South Koreans and the Japanese leadership have toyed publicly with the need to ask for redeployments. This has happened with the current president of South Korea earlier this year. He made a public statement. And then former President Abe, who was assassinated last summer, before he died, made comments that we might want to be asking the Americans for these weapons to be redeployed. So the Chinese are petrified of this, I believe. And I think we could say, well, we'll freeze this, but then you got to freeze your crash plutonium program. Now, I'm not sure, and I kind of doubt the Chinese would say, oh, okay, yeah, but it would put a spotlight on their misbehavior, and it would put them on a diplomatic defensive. Now, I have spoken with people within this administration at fairly senior levels, you know, not super senior, but, you know, two-star general equivalents. And I think the word on the street is, well, we're not going to go in that direction. We don't want to stir trouble with China. I hope the Republicans and the respectable Democrats in the Congress have a little more horse sense and say, no, we should at least have a proposal. We're going into a cycle with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Review Conference in 26. We need to have a proposal to show that we are for nuclear restraint and the Chinese aren't. We don't have anything right now, and I think that's a mistake.
The Chinese potential to put a nuclear power plant into Saudi Arabia, is that potential also to build something that can manufacture plutonium if the Saudis decided to go nuke?
If you put a large reactor, American, French, South Korean, or Chinese into Saudi Arabia, you are, you know, laying out the prescription for mischief, much like what happened when they built a large reactor in Iran, because it becomes a venue for illicit acquisition of things for covert programs. And yes, even the plant itself, if you cheat, could be used to make plutonium as well. But it's not something that makes a ton of economic or energy sense in a country like Saudi Arabia, which is awash in oil, gas, and certainly solar power.
But its adversary across the Gulf also is awash in oil and natural gas, and it is suspect with the nuclear weapons program. Henry, this is nuclear proliferation. That's what this is. Yes or no?
It certainly is the prescription for more. Right. And I think the Iranians and the Saudis need to back off, and we need to press them to back off, because so far the Iranians have been on the cusp of getting nuclear weapons for 20 years. We should make it another 20.
Henry Sikorski, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.